All right, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, the final awards were just presented, and I got Allison Pesek from Camby Miniota here. And Allison, why don't you fill us in? Tell our listeners how Camby Miniota did today.
Hey, we had some really good races all around. Our girls came out on top in first, and the boys came out second in a very close race with Lockbarrow.
Yeah, Lockbarrow on the girls' side, Camby Miniota, 25 points. Lockbarrow Valley, Dawson Boyd, 63. Central Minnesota Christian, third. And Grace Streets took first. Braylon Merritt, second. Claire Stokes, third. You went 1-2-3.
Yes, we did. That always helps.
How about the boys' side?
On the boys' side, like I said, we took second in a very close one with Lockbarrow. We had four boys up in that top 10, and two of them were 1 and 2.
Yeah, beautiful night for a run, right?
It was a beautiful night for a run.
Allison, I'm so impressed with your JV and your junior high and your varsity. A lot of winners on the JV and junior high tonight, too.
Yep, we did. We did. Well, our junior high boys, Hunter Danielson came in first, followed by Talon Merritt, followed by, you know, we were 1-4 on those junior high boys. So, yeah, it was good. It was good to see that, too. So, JV, I guess we also had set our four boys in the top 10 too, so that was good too.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time with me, and we'll see you next Thursday in Madison, right?
Yes.
That's what I count.
Well, that is exactly it. So we got a week of work to do.
Well, congratulations on the girls conference champs.
Thank you very much.
Right. Allison Pesek, of the Camby Miniota cross country team. Thanks, Allison.
You bet.
All right. All right. We'll talk with head coach John Sherb here as I walk over here. The boys, they squeaked out a victory in the Camden Conference here in Tracy tonight. They had 34 points, Camden Miniota 36, followed by Border West, and Ortonville took fourth place. And we'll get Coach Sherb here. For the boys, the top 10 make all conference, and Coach John Sherb joins me right now. We're live, John, on the air. Congratulations on the boys' side.
Well, it was a nerve-wracking one. It was close. It was too close, all but I figured it was going to be just coming in with them, and they're running so well, and we were just starting to finally find ourselves.
Yeah. Talk about some of your runners here today, and the girls, too.
Well, the girls, you know, the girls going in, we don't even senior girls, and these girls have a lot of potential, again, if we can just kind of grow. Because when you're asking a seventh grader to run varsity who hasn't trained to run varsity, and she steps in, that's Chloe Gwege, who has been really nice addition in there, but just, you know, she just needs seasoning. So, and that's where we're at. We got kids that aren't quite ready for that next level, but hopefully this will give them that burning sensation for next time that they know what to do. So, very pleased, you know, again, Taylor and Annika on that front side. Really, they've had to do a lot of mothering, as I like to say. They've had, it's kind of like they went through with Grace and them. See, that's the other thing, is now what they were trained with Grace Hagland and that, and Jordan's, all that crew, now they've had learned to how to be that mothering ability to the young ones. So, you know, it's good to see Annika and Taylor both get all conference. That was good to keep their string alive and just work.
Yep. Yeah, Taylor finished 10th overall, Annika 9th, and I'll go through the results here in a little bit after we get done talking to Coach Sherb. But Peyton Sterud led the Lockbarrow Valley Dawson Boyd to third place.
Yeah, and that was, see, you know, going in, I was trying to figure out where we could, we, you know, we could not let Camby go 1-2, and that was what I was worried about. When I saw that happen, I was like, oh, that's going to kill us for team score. Yeah, and they're good. And they're both good. I mean, it's not slouches. I mean, that's the thing is, Peyton's running right with them, and they're all very good. So it's kind of, that was the flip I was worried about. But then I thought maybe our pack in the middle, and that's where we made a lot of damage to that pack in the middle need to have. That three, you know, that 3-4, 2-3-4-5 was kind of really big for us.
Yep. All right. Well, conference champs on the boys just squeaked one out. With the over Camby Miniota, it's always a dogfight with Camby Miniota.
Yeah, it is, and it's a fun dogfight. That's the thing is, afterwards, you know, we're on the other side, they're on the other side. We all, it takes turns, but it's good competing with that level, and makes us all of us better.
Okay, maybe talk a little bit about, let's say, Mason Bramer placed 5th, Eli Hagland 6th. These are all conference, the top 10 make all conference. Caden Allpress placed 8th for Lockbarrow Valley Dawson.
And Mason was our X factor, you know, because he ran the first race, and then we had some health issues, and so we had to shut him down. And then finally, you know, he started slipping and getting some running, so it was really, that was key for us. And then, you know, we got his first race since the Morris meet was in Benson last week. We got a race just because we did a time trial to see where he was at and looked very good. So he was kind of our X factor in there. Then Eli just kind of has been feeding off him. So it's, again, we've got a very, very tough crew to work with on that. Just, again, you got three seniors, but then you're young behind them. That's good.
All right, real good, John. We'll talk to you on the coach's show. What a beautiful night to run cross country here in Tracy, huh?
I'm glad it was today, not yesterday. Yesterday had been a little bit toasty. It was a little too warm yesterday, so hopefully the weather will turn good for us next week for the section meet.
That's right. And, yeah, Madison hosting the section. That's a big meet.
Yeah, it's going to be a big meet with some big teams. You know, Canby and us are going to be fighting it all, and then you throw in the Redwood team. I mean, it's going to be another tight duel again for that one, so it'll be a fun one in there. It'll be a lot of chance for people come see that. It'll be a huge crowd.
All right, John, thanks for taking the time with me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for coming.
You bet. John Sherb, Lockbrow Valley Dawson Boyd cross country coach. Once again, on the boys' side, the boys are Camden Conference champions, followed by Canby Mineota. Border West was third. Hortonville was fourth. Colton Dice from Canby Mineota took, he was conference champion. Zacharada placed second. As I mentioned, Peyton Sterud from Lockbrow Valley Dawson Boyd third. A Lakeview runner was fourth. Mason Bramer placed fifth. Eli Hegland sixth. Vanderwald from Hortonville placed seventh. Caden Allpress placed eighth. Blake Stokes came in ninth. He's a senior. And Blake Geezy of Canby Mineota placed 10th. On the girls' side, Canby Mineota girls, have you heard Coach Allison Pesek mention, they took first place. They had a score of 25, which was outstanding. Lockbrow Valley Dawson Boyd, 63. They came in second place in the conference. Top 10. Taylor Shelston of Lockbrow Valley in 10th place. Annika Fernholz in 9th place. Hannah Vlamic of Canby Mineota placed 8th. Border West runner 7th. Central Minnesota Christian 6th and 5th. And Brooklyn Conrad from Hortonville placed 4th. Then it was 1-2-3 for Canby Mineota. Gray Streets took 1st place. She's conference champion. Braylon Merritt placed 2nd. And Claire Stokes placed 3rd. Those are your all-conference runners here in the Camden Conference. So next Thursday is section cross country at the Madison Country Club. There'll be a lot of teams here. It's going to be in the 60s, it looks like. So it's going to be a lot of fun next Thursday. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. Paul Raymore reporting from Tracy Golf Country Club.